A long time ago, noted preacher Dwight Moody told his congregation a story about a boat helplessly rocking and plunging on a stormy, starless night near the Cleveland Harbor. The mariners on board could see the lighthouse, but they needed to find their way through the narrow passage in the treacherous rocks that surrounded the harbor. Normally, a light on the shore, aligned with the lighthouse, marked the passage to safety. But on this night, the lower lights had gone out. Finally, the desperate captain decided they had no choice but to proceed into the harbor without the guidance of the lower lights. With a strong hand and a brave heart, but in almost total darkness, the old pilot turned the wheel. Tragically, he missed the channel, crashed the boat upon the rocks, and lost the lives of his sailors. Moody then explained the lesson to be learned from his story. The master will take care of the great lighthouse, but he depends on us to keep the lower lights burning. Philip Hall Bliss was directing the singing at the meeting that night and was so inspired by Moody's story that he wrote what would become one of his most popular hymns, "Brightly Beams Our Father's Mercy." He also composed the music, a hymn tune known as "Lower Lights," which was first published in 1871. The storms of life put many around us in peril. They may long to approach the light of our Father's mercy, but are unsure how to navigate the obstacles in their way. We all know how they feel, because each of us has been lost at sea from time to time. Most often, God uses us to rescue them. If we can keep the light of faith burning in our hearts, if we align our light with the light above, we can guide an exhausted mariner safely home. We can be the lower lights that send a gleam across the wave. Some poor, fainting, struggling seaman we may rescue, we may save.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night, our sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother, some poor sailor tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman you may rescue, you may save.
Take your Bibles, please. Turn to Matthew chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. This is Jesus talking. He said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see good works, your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know, that's quite a bold statement for Jesus to make. You are the light of the world. And then gives this analogy, like, hey, when you have a light, you just don't bury it. You don't put it underneath a bushel. You put it in a candlestick. So why? So it shines brightly. If you've ever really been in a dark place, I thought about, there's a place in Disneyland where they have these roller coasters. It's really pretty dark in there, except for this in the ceiling you see a number of lights. But boy, if it was completely dark, and I don't know if you've ever been in a place that's completely dark, if one light and one glimmer of light shows up, boy, that's all you can focus on, you know? And it just brings something to that room. We used to do something in fellowship where we turn off all the lights, we talk about, you know, how dark the world is and this sort of thing, which we're currently still living in a dark world, and then someone would light a match. And you know what? In the middle of all that darkness, all you could see was the light. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good point that the darker the world gets, the brighter the lights shine. Each and every person who's born again of God's Spirit has Christ in them. And Jesus said of himself, "I am the light of the world." Now in Matthew 5, he says, "You are the light of the world." So maybe another perspective to look at it is, yes, the world is getting, let's say, darker and darker. But all that does is make the light shine brighter and brighter. So we don't ever want to undervalue what we have and what we've been given. Look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. I was so moved by that song and the story of that song. Let the lower lights be burning. That's us. We're down here on earth. The Father is in heaven. Jesus is up there at his right hand. They got the lighthouse light on. We keep the lights burning down here. We're helping others to find their way. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of" what?
Light.
You were once darkness. We were once encased in the devil's snare. We were in bondage. We were held captive by the sin nature. And the Word of God refers to that as being in darkness. But when God liberated us through the knowledge and through the work of His Son Jesus, we were delivered. We were rescued out from amongst that darkness, it says in Colossians. And we were placed and given citizenship in heaven. Now we're God's representatives down here on earth. We were once darkness. We once walked in darkness. We didn't see a thing spiritually. But it says, now you are light in the Lord. So, as a result, walk as children of light. Don't allow the darkness to now be the standard. Allow the light of who you are, who you've been made to be, and you have a new standard. 1 John, back there near the end of your Bible, if you're turning, 1 John chapter 1. So you know, my exhortation tonight is keep your light burning, like those lights along the shore. Some poor soul, some poor seaman, you may rescue, you may save. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That is the testimony of God's word telling us who God is and what his nature is like. And therefore, you can draw from this truth as well as many other truths in the word who talk about what God is, what his characteristics are like, what his nature is. But this one says God's light and in him is no darkness at all. You know what? Evil doesn't come from God. Death does not come from God. Negative things do not come from God. No matter what maybe sincere and well-meaning people may say about it or put the blame at God's feet, the truth of the word is, and the testimony of the word is that God is light, and in him is no darkness. That means none, absolutely no darkness at all. And the result of his work and his presence and his goodness and grace in this world brings light, brings the light of God into situations and environments and circumstances that each and every one of us are involved in. We can change the environment. We can change circumstances just with the recognition that we are bringing the light of God into that environment. Amen. Take your Bible, 2 Corinthians, please. Share a great truth with you here. Simple, but great. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 3. And this will give a little bit of an explanation as to why people out there, let's say, in the world, are lost. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 6, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And then verse 4 is an interesting thing. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, wait a second. Verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world. Well, I thought there only was one God. He's the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, is that true? Well, according to, yes, God is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says that there's also the God of this world. He's commonly referred to as Satan, the devil. And this is the one to whom Adam transferred authority back in the book of Genesis. He gave up the right and authority to the adversary, the devil, the enemy, Satan, whatever you want to call him, we have a lot of different names, but the reality is he's the God of this world. He's the one causing confusion. He's the one bringing negativity into this environment. And he's, fortunately for us, been defeated. He was defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the greatest victories that happened in human history. And in Corinthians it says that had the devil known it, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory. When I first heard that scripture, I was like, what? Because God knew, but the devil didn't. And if he had known, it says he would never have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. You can check it out after this is over. But I want to go back to this verse 4, in whom the God of this world, he's blinded the minds of them which believe not. Why? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. For we don't preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6, Oh my gosh, this is so great. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God, because we're out there, we preach Jesus, the light of the world. We're the lights of the world. God is light. Jesus has empowered us and it's strengthened us. We've got the Spirit. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. He shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We got the greatest news anybody could ever hear. Even some of these simple truths that I'm just sharing here tonight are earth-shattering because many, many people are confused and think God is the author of everything that happens. Well, according to the Bible, that's not true. That there is a God of this world, and we're in a spiritual contest between the enemy and the children of God. He's trying to talk people out of the truth and the promises of what God says about them. Amen? God commanded the light. God is light. We declare this unto you. God is light, and him no darkness. You were once darkness. We've been delivered. We've been given citizenship. We've been rescued out and given citizenship at heaven. When Jesus was seated at the right hand of God, we were seated there with him. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, you and I were resurrected with him too. We stand on resurrection ground. The greatest miracle of all miracles occurred 3 days and three nights after Jesus was horribly tortured and beaten to a pulp and crucified. Horrible way to die. But you know what? Three 24-hour periods later, a miracle of all miracles happened. Jesus was raised from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed human history since that time. And now you and I get the privilege, the opportunity to shine in this dark world as a testimony to the goodness of God, like Vicki shared so wonderfully last Sunday. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his white house evermore, but to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled. Loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother. Some poor sailor tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. Let the lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Heavenly Father, help us to recognize who we are, what we have to give, Father, what we've been delivered from. And we just offer praise to you, Lord, for being so good to us, so kind, so gracious. And may the days of our lives be filled with honor and respect and admiration and action to testify, to speak boldly about our Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what. And we thank you, Lord, for this time together with your people. And Father, that we keep our lights burning, and actually they are burning. Thank you for just making us more aware of the fact that we are who we are, and we have spiritual perception and awareness that we can change environments, and we have defeated the enemy. And that we can continue to walk in a place of victory, Father, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And we thank you for this truth, for the truth of what tomorrow would bring, and Father, how we so cry out to you and love you, and thank you for revealing more of yourself to us, Father, in the days and the weeks and the months to come until the Lord returns. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.